What? How are you? How are you feeling about your Eagles? We talked about this last week. You called it. You thought they could beat Chicago. They did. But now you've got this.
It's a different beast.
It's a little bit of a different challenge against the New Orleans Saints.
Listen, I'd be astounded, guys, if we don't lose by at least 10 points. Like, I'm looking at the line, and again, not a gambling guy, but I always find it interesting. I go, 8 points? Are you kidding? This is the best team in football at home where they don't lose, with a quarterback who had a 74% completion percentage, which set a record. I believe this year at home, I think it's like 16 touchdowns and one pick. Like, it's ridiculous. And I'm like, you think a team like us who had to grunt and fight and just gut out a win against the Bears on the road, we had to get Cody Parkey with a double doink for the ages to survive and win. Like, how on earth are we going to beat the Saints? Like, honestly, I would be amazed. And I'm amazed by a lot of things. I did not think Clemson would overwhelm Alabama. So maybe there's some St. Nick magic. But I think what gets kind of lost in the conversation is that Foles didn't have a very good game, right? He threw two interceptions. That last drive, he came thrillingly alive and showed how clutch he is. But he had his hands full against a number one Bears defense. So I just don't think against the Saints he can kind of replicate that performance and be able to be clutch, because I don't think New Orleans will keep us in the game. Having said that, the revelation was that Eagles defense. And oftentimes edge rushers get all the love, right, because they rack up the sacks and they're fun to watch. But Tim Jernigan has been vital to that Eagles team. He's the defensive lineman. He and Fletcher Cox have been absolute difference makers, and the Bears couldn't run the ball. Jordan Howard had no chance, and they did exactly what they did, which is make Mitch Trubisky beat us and the second-year quarterback look like just a kid out there. And the Eagles secondary, which has been completely revamped, I'm putting a hex, by the way, on Chris Collinsworth, because Avante Maddox has been a corner, and Chris kept raving about him, and then twice he gets burned on double moves by Allen Robinson. I go, yeah, stop praising this guy for being that good. He's going to cost us the game. But he's right that the secondary stepped up. But again, the Saints are a different animal, a different beast. I would be literally, I don't know, I don't want to say I'd light myself on fire if the Eagles win, because then you guys would hold me to it, but I'd be astonished if they could actually beat New Orleans. Having just been in that city, I was there, you know, that final week of the season. I told you guys I was watching that Eagles win against the Redskins in Manning's, which is Archie Manning's bar. I mean, they adore the Saints. I mean, they're just rabid fans, and it's going to be awfully tough for any team, much less the Eagles, to win there.
So you probably see what, Rams visiting the Saints for the NFC Championship game?
Absolutely. Boomer asked me on Tuesday on the morning show if he's crazy, if the Cowboys can win. I said, yeah, absolutely. You should be committed. I said, as shocking as that would be, the Eagles win, I might be even more stunned if the Cowboys win. Like, I, and again, part of this is my genuine animosity towards the Cowboys, but right. I thought Seattle would win that game, and credit to Dallas for pulling it out. They do have a great front seven. Their defense is a little scary, but I think Dak Prescott's an average quarterback, and I don't think he can hang with Jared Goff if the Rams get rolling. Now, granted, their home field isn't exactly like the Saints, because how many fans are going to be in L.A., and it doesn't really have the feel of that, you know, crazy indoors, like, you know, the Quest Field for Seattle or what New Orleans Superdome is like. But L.A. still at home is better than being on the road in Dallas, and I just think their offense will figure out. And a lot of this, listen, and going back to coaches, I just think McVay is brilliant. Like, I just think he's one of those guys. Like, I'm drinking the Kool-Aid with all these coaches looking for the next Sean McVay. I just think he's super smart. He's going to make great adjustments. I think he's smarter than Jason Garrett. So even if the Rams are, like, you know, hanging around or the Cowboys the close game of the half, I just think McVay's smarter and he'll just air it out and figure out a way to beat him. So I am very confident the Rams win and reluctantly confident the Saints win, although I hope my boys can pull off a miracle.
And then real quick, who do you have in the AFC Championship game? Because I didn't hear you Tuesday morning with the morning foodies.
No, all good. I like the Chargers to win. I just think they've got a little mojo going, although I know it's going to be awfully tough. At Foxborough, and I like the Chiefs as well. So I'll pick one upset. Of the four games, I do like the Chargers to pull off the upset against the Pats at Foxborough. I do like the Chiefs' offensive firepower. And honestly, part of that, I'm just cheering for Mahomes. I think that guy's electric. I think it's great for football to watch him play, and I hope personally he has a strong game.
Okay, we do your tech fair baseball insider, and Kyler Murray was kind of baseball, but we should ask you one fair and square baseball question. Why would any team be hesitant with now the news of how much revenues have grown and how big the business is? Why would any team be hesitant to sign a 10-year deal with Harper or Machado given their age? They're not going to be 40-year-old men like Albert Pujols when they expire. They're going to be in their mid-30s, and they both have, you know, close to Hall of Fame-type trajectories. Why are people worried about a 10-year deal with these guys? I would get it if it's Josh Donaldson, but not with these cats.
You're totally right, Ryan, and I'm with you. Listen, I'm willing to overpay, and if the last few years don't work out, fine. I think what happens is you're looking at the overwhelming evidence of those long deals, and where the last few years have just been so painful. We're seeing with Pujols. We saw with A-Rod. Miguel Cabrera and the Tigers still have a few more years of misery together. So that's what happens. But I am with you in that those guys are different because they were aging sluggers. They were 29, 30, 31. And so from 37 on, yeah, it's awful. Whereas these guys are still young in their prime. Now, Harper, there's some thought maybe he's a little bit overrated in relation to money. You look at his career, the best month of the season is always the first month of the season. He said one gargantuan year where he won MVP. The rest of the years are very good. They're not quite great. In the case of Machado, the reluctance becomes, well, maybe he's not a gamer. You know, he did not. He loafed. I mean, literally, images are what carry people. And they go, man, the fact he loafed in the World Series, he said publicly, I'm not really a hustle kind of guy. You know, you say, hang on a second, I'll give him 220. I'm not giving him 300. But I think ultimately the Yankees are still the team. The last number I heard was between 220 and 270 for 7 years. So I said to myself, okay, that's over $30 million a year because 30 times 7 would be 210. So it could be as high as $40 million a year, 40 times 7 for 280. So to your point, Ryan, if it was 10 years, it would be 400. Maybe teams are skittish about that, but 7 years, 280 is a little bit more palatable. So one thing we know about Scott Boras is he's not going to rush it. He doesn't feel any pressure about it. He knows he's got his suitors. And when it comes to Machado, it's going to be the Yankees or the White Sox or maybe the Dodgers or the Phillies. And in the case of Harper, it's going to be the Phillies or the Dodgers and teams of that ilk. So we know who the suitors are. As far as who's it going to be, we just have to wait for one of them to blink, and eventually Boras will get his man what he's worth.